That's a lot of fucking people playing games, like having a problem with something going on.
I don't know what this is, but I want to open it.
He did what? You did what?
It kind of reminds me of Pop Rocks, but they don't pop, and it's in a stick.
It kind of makes you jaded towards everything, and you end up hating The Last of Us.
What did you fucking say?
Welcome to StrengthCast.
Hey y'all, I'm Vert Vixen, and you're listening to StrengthCast.
Hello, this is Eily Monty, and you're listening to StrengthCast.
This is Lizifer, reporting in from Anime Impulse. You're listening to StrengthCast.
This is Optimus Prime, and I am here to tell you to go and follow this podcast. And also be sure to follow me on Twitter, on Running Man, and on Running Man on YouTube as well. Autobots, transform, and roll out.
Hey Dad, where are we going?
Why are you doing this?
Because I want to.
Thank you, Jackie.
You didn't answer the question, where are we going?
Impulse.
What are you expecting today?
I expect to be annoyed by you. I expect to see a lot of weeaboos and lollies. And I expect to see a lot of waifu body pillows.
I'm going to buy a waifu body pillow because I'm a sad individual. It's definitely going to be a tiny con though, right?
I don't think it's going to be very big. I think we'll go, we'll look at what's there and then we'll just walk around a little bit and maybe see if we can pick up some free Pocky or something.
I want some Pocky right now.
So, this is StrengthCast, and we're here at Anime Impulse in Pomona.
Getting ready to sell our asses.
Yeah, we're going to be selling our asses and stickers for free, actually. It was interesting getting in here. We had to walk, like, forever.
Yeah.
We don't have actual vendor passes because I think we're in the redheaded stepchild section.
Yeah, we don't have badges.
No, nobody else has badges either.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is Hall 9. It's like the farthest from all the other ones. So this is a huge thing with the Silk Show and Asian American Expo and Anime Impulse is an afterthought, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, this is the best hall.
Yeah, it is. There's also Itasha car show outside.
Yeah.
So that's like connecting from one of the other Asian American buildings. Or that one, the Silk Show, I'm not sure. But, yeah, so we got up at the butt crack of dawn, at least me and Sal did.
I got up at like 6.
Yeah, I got up at 6 too, but Sal got up at 5 for whatever the fuck reason.
Weird.
Because beat us.
I gotta get up earlier.
I'm the one who has to like get ready and take forever.
You got here on time.
Well, I was in the Fairplex at 9.
Oh, okay.
You told me to be here by 9. So I count that.
Yeah, that counts. We're gonna have live bands playing here soon.
Are we?
Yeah. We got some nerdy looking marching band people up there. What? It looks like the nerd version of My Chemical Romance, in fact.
Where's Devin when you need him, man?
Yeah, Devin will probably be here later. Spike will be here later. He just barely left, I think, or he'll be leaving like a half an hour or something. But yeah.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I see everybody setting up. And
yeah, people are still kind of setting up. They told us to set up Thursday and Friday, and like half of the people didn't.
Yeah, it was pretty empty yesterday when we came.
Yeah.
There was hardly anybody here.
It's like people might be starting to come in now.
Our cosplayer roommate hasn't come in yet either.
Yeah, no. I saw her on the KTLA 5 news, though, in the morning news for Anime Impulse, so I'm assuming she'll be here, Barrett Vixen, next to us soon. Maybe we'll get a bumper or an interview. You should interview her.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Do you know more about cosplay?
I know a little bit because I want to do it eventually, but man, that takes a lot of time.
Yeah. You're the one with the otaku neckbeard Pinterest, right?
Yes. Yeah, I've pinned many cosplayers and lots of cosplay ideas that I never follow through with because life.
Yeah, life is annoying that way. But we managed to somehow be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to wake up, honestly.
Sal, wake up. Do you want a Monster?
You know what? I'll probably drink a Monster.
All right, let's get you a Monster.
This is Phage from Arcane Cafe, and you're listening to StrengthCast.
Hey, listeners of STR Cast, we have a mixed match of anime, gaming, and a cafe at Arcane Cafe. We have plenty of maids, tableside service. We got really good desserts, coffees, and teas. For our next event, check us out at arcanecafe.com or our Facebook at facebook.com/arcanecafe. We'll see you there.
This is Starblade from Arcane Cafe, and you're listening to StrengthCast.
This is Hobby Shop Ichiban. We do card games, Wise, Vanguard, and Buddy Fight, Force of Wills, and many more. Please visit us on Facebook. And we do have our webpage, hsichiban.com. And we are located in House in the Heights.
Awesome!
Thank you very much. One of the boss, take a quick. His effect is when he comes into play, all the previous boss that was destroyed comes into play in a in their own location of the field.
Oh my god.
So after going through, I think it was like 40 bosses.
Yeah.
After going through like 40 bosses, we couldn't still find him, but we did beat 40 boss.
Oh my god.
After around 50, we finally found him and he spawned all the bosses back.
What level were you guys at?
We were like in our 60s.
Jesus Christ! You got to 60 in D&D?
We had to be really high because typically at that point, we can't, even at level 60, we can't beat none of the boss anymore.
Right.
Because they were typically level, one of the boss was already level 80 and we beat him at level 30. So
oh my god.
We were just running and hitting, running and hitting, and we beat him.
Seriously, there's no room for like, well, let me search here. Let me walk quietly over here. No.
Well, the thing is like, all right, so let's say like these were the rooms, right?
Uh-huh.
So the guy that's the boss that we were finding spawned right in the middle, surrounded by all the bosses. So we had nowhere to run.
Oh my god.
So we're just like, I guess we'll try.
Oh my god.
So after 24 hours, we die.
Jesus. Damn.
And the field was like literally 3 table worth of field.
That sounds intense.
Yeah. So we literally need to like reach out. If we had to go through the middle of the dungeon, we had to reach out to it.
Dude, I'm gonna tell my dungeon master about this. Maybe he'll be into it.
It was just like, because we were just like, all right, how many bosses are there? And he was like, oh, I think we have like about 100 bosses. I'm like, all right. How many fields? Like, I don't know, infinite. I'm like, oh shit. All right. Where should we start from? All right, let's start from beginner because there's like 2 people that didn't know how to play.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, let's just go with beginners and intermediate and let's go to advanced field.
Yeah.
So when we got to advanced, that's when he popped out and all the intermediate and beginner bosses all just came down.
Oh,
we're like,
god.
Oh shit. Because there's a beginner's course and there's about 5 expansions to it. And there's intermediates and then there's about another 5 or 6 expansions. So we typically explored everything up to advanced.
Wow.
And then everything came out, so we're just like, we can't beat this.
Oh my god, that's intense. All right, so what game are we playing?
It's your choice.
Here. Okay, well since we have this out already, let's play this one.
So this one's called Weiss Schwartz.
Weiss Schwartz, okay.
German, it's called Black and White.
Okay.
The card that we're using for today, it's a half deck. So usually it's a 50 card deck. We're only using 25 and 25.
Okay.
If it's a full deck, usually there's 8 climaxes. Climaxes are the side cards. Typically these are the key points for this deck.
Okay.
If you want to do any combos with it, you use this card. If you want to like cancel your damage, you use this card.
Okay.
So let's say like it's in the middle. Put it over here, right? Let's say my opponent hit me for like 3. So I go 1, 2, 3. These cards goes to clock. This is your damage zone right here.
Okay.
And let's say your opponent declares another attack with your second characters and say another 3 more damage. So I go 1, 2, 3. So when this is revealed during your damage step, it cancels out all the damage that was dealt during that turn.
So any side card at the end of your card flipping cancels it out?
Only this card.
Oh, okay.
So you know how I took 3 damage here?
Right.
But then on the 3rd damage of this one, I canceled it out because I right. triggered this.
Right.
So okay. these goes to drop zone. These goes to waiting room.
Okay. Got it.
And after all the battles are finished, then you declare end turn and it'll be your opponent's turn.
Okay. I think I got it, but you'll have to help me the first time I do it.
Yo, what's going on? This is Austin Chang from Driving Recklessly with Seatbelts. Here I'm at the StrengthCast booth down here at Anime Impulse. I just met these fine gentlemen, and Spike right here told me to give you guys a little bit of a promotion, I guess. But maybe one of these times I'm going to send down some... I'm going to send down one of our MP3s or something, give you guys a listen. You guys might like it. Got some Undertale stuff, got some Animal Crossing, and other anime stuff, but I know it's a video game channel, but whatevs.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen to StrengthCast and find me on Facebook. My name is Ben El Margarisi, E-L-M-A-G-A-R-I-S-Y. And where are we at today? Oh, we're at some anime convention I forgot the name of. What is it?
Anime Impulse.
Anime Impulse.
So we're going on a secret mission. Samson doesn't know I bought a Stormtrooper mask, and he doesn't know that I'm here in a Stormtrooper mask. So I'm gonna go walk up to them and pretend to be a fan. But first things first, I gotta find them. And I'm just gonna pretend to be a friend. We'll see how they react. All right, let's go.
So Spike, you finally fucking got here to Anime Impulse.
I did, it was amazing. There was a lot of cars and Asians here.
God damn it. Yeah, that's what happens. It is also the Asian American Expo. How do you feel about today?
I'm stoked. This is exciting. This is my third con, and it just gets better every single time. And being an exhibitor, you can't beat that feeling because people are excited to see you while you're excited to see them. It's nothing more rewarding.
It's very exciting.
Okay, everybody, I just found them. Dana's talking to him right now, though, so I need to wait a little bit. Hey, what's up? Oh, what's this we got here?
That's it.
Hello. Hello. I just tried to nonchalantly play it off, and I sucked at it. Let's see what's going on over here. They don't look here any longer than that. I don't think so.
Yes, I do.
Probably Battlefront, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. I also have a
podcast. Oh, you have a podcast? Jack.
God damn it.
Is that you, Jack?
Yeah, I was like... I'm still recording. Good news, I'm still recording.
Oh, that's good. That's good. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going good.
I can hear your voice.
I was gonna put on a really fake voice and be like, "Hi, how are you doing? I'm a big fan." Did they spoil it for you?
I didn't say anything.
Okay, he didn't say anything.
No, he did not.
I threatened him.
He said you were just walking around.
I threatened him this morning, like in a gangster style. I was like, "You tell them, it'd be some shame, Dan. You have a lot of really nice stuff here."
But if you'd be pretty dumb to threaten to shoot him while you were wearing that, though, because you know you'd miss, right?
Yeah, that's all right. I had a plastic lightsaber in my hand.
Are you the New Order?
I mean,
that's cool.
My dad, I told him last weekend, he wasn't actually as mad as I thought he'd be.
Fucking Eddie's actually here.
But are you recording already?
Yeah.
So I just got here, so I'm not prepared to say anything.
Of course you're not. You've been on the show once.
Twice.
Wait, when was the other time?
I was on the first show, I think, and then I was on the, it was a December episode, probably 2 years ago.
Lies and more lies. He was on episode 2 and no other episode.
I don't lie, I'm Catholic.
Enjoy the con, sir.
Thank you, and you'll see me again in a couple minutes for a screwdriver.
All right.
Hello, gamers. This is your fun, fearless female gamer, Chanel Assassin. And you're listening to StrengthCast here at Anime Impulse.
The
this is Bill Cosby here at Anime Impulse, and you're listening to Strength Cast.
Pudding pop. Hi, I'm Crowlo. This is Strength Cast. Get rid of trash by getting rid of all the homestucks.
I'm Ezio. I stab people for a living.
Fuck her right in the pussy!
What's up, guys? This is D-Pity. You can find me on YouTube/MerkWithTheMoves, or you can just look up D-Pity. You are listening to StrengthCast.
What's happening, party people? This is George from TheRealmCast.com, the Take 2 podcast, and the Flash Rundown. I'm chilling here with StrengthCast at Anime Impulse. Check us out.
Dude, it's those are some definite hazards.
Yeah.
When I was flying over the holidays, they were like, don't bring that shit on here. Like, there's specific signs that's basically, get your ghetto ass Segway shit out of here.
It just catches fire. They're worried they're going to catch on fire or explode.
Hang on, because I'm going to record you too. We'll record me, and I'll record me recording you.
It's record seven.
And we'll have a...
Give him some orange juice.
Give him some gin and juice.
Well, it's vodka.
Oh. You guys know the beverages. You guys knew that the drinks would be overpriced here, yeah?
Of course.
Yeah.
Overpriced everywhere.
You don't want some, what's that crazy Japanese beer they have out there? Did you see it?
No.
They got signs up everywhere.
Yeah, there's...
They're a sponsor.
I want to go over... Tsingtao is not Japanese.
No, not that. It's not the one I'm thinking.
Sapporo?
That's not the one I'm thinking of.
Something. So, Bubba, it's been a long time.
It has been.
Where have you been?
When are we going to record, dude?
We're recording right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, I've been away to... I'm like Steve from Blue's Clues. I went away to college. What else? No, I've been around. So I've been off on break for like the last few weeks, getting ready to go back. But maybe I'll come in. We can record some stuff like later this month or something. But no, I've been around. I've been playing. I've been seeing you guys on every once in a while. We'll play like...
it's movie time.
What were we playing? We did something the other day. Forget it. I'm old. I was playing Star Wars Battlefront the other night. But
I like in the game that playing, you... Oh, man, I'm never going to buy this game. Well, maybe when it's 10 bucks.
No, it was my mom bought it for Jackie. It was Jack's Christmas present. So therefore, I get in for free, I feel like that's about what it was worth. it's not a bad game, not by any stretch. But I mean, it's just not $60 worth of game. So it's like when you play it, the modes are so limited. I feel like there are two kinds of people. There's the kind of people that play that game religiously and will kill you the second you join. And then there's groups of people like me that just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care if I ever get into this game. I'm not good at it. It's fun to get in and fart around for 20 minutes because you could, you know, you fly an X-Wing. That's cool. You know.
You mean crash an X-Wing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you don't get a lot out of it. But, you know, like I said, it didn't cost me a dime. So
Bubba, what are you doing at Anime Impulse?
My children brought me here. And I think Jackie is here because you guys made the call for people to come here.
Yeah.
And you know that there's no bigger fan in StrengthCast than that young gentleman with the Stormtrooper helmet on.
Yes. Jack is StrengthCast fan number one.
Yeah, Jack is number one StrengthCast fan.
And two.
He wanted to come out here. Daniel wanted to come out with his buddy. And I don't know if you saw, Daniel has anime hair now. He has blue hair.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Yeah, so we came out to see all the weeaboos. I thought it would be a good place. You know, Noah wants me to get some audio, so this is me getting some audio.
Yeah.
Noah,
what's up?
So anyway, walking around, smelling the weird-ass food. Taking pictures of some crazy shit.
It smells a little funky in the corner over there.
It smells funky everywhere. Like this
especially
whole...
Especially in this booth.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
There's some nerd funk in this booth.
Yeah, it's crazy. You got you, Spike, Sal. Everybody's...
We brought air freshener. Cat is air freshener.
Yeah. Well, I came around... So I came around to get podcasting tips from you, my senpai.
Yeah, so...
I was listening to Off the Rails on the drive up.
Right?
Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah, the new one.
Did you like it? Did you get to the Star Wars stuff yet?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
A bit of the Star Wars stuff. We won't talk any spoilers here, but we need to do a Star Wars episode ourselves.
You should do a Star Wars cast. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
There's been a ton of good Star Wars games.
Favorite part of that episode, dude? The Black Santa Claus getting passed around.
Yes. Black Santa. Everybody loves Black Santa Claus.
Yeah. I remember
yeah. But anyway, yeah, just I've been playing a lot of Just Cause 3, so that's a pretty good game.
I saw you having fun with rockets.
Dude, I upgraded the sticky bombs so that they shoot jets off them. So I now have four bombs instead of three. I keep powering them up. So I just run around and start slapping sticky bombs on dudes' asses. And then when you light them off, it shoots a jet. And they fire off into the air like a rocket, and then they explode.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So that's a lot of fun to do and to watch. The only complaint, I mean, it's like GTA 5, but with more explosions.
More explosions.
So the only real grief I have about the game is that the leveling up your guy, they hide it behind the boringest shit. It's so like in order to get. You have to do these race challenges and these flying challenges and parachuting challenges and all this other stuff. They're mostly boring, right? When you finish them based on your score time or whatever, you get stars. They're gears, but they're basically like finishing 5 stars or whatever. I think it's 5 stars the top you get. Anyway, you collect these gears and you have to... In order to buy the power-ups, you have to spend your gears that you earn through the game. So they hid like the best stuff, leveling up your dude, behind the most garbage side quests possible.
So does that grind your gears?
That does grind my gears. It grinds my gears.
What grinds Bubba's gears?
It grinds my gears that I have to grind for gears. So yeah, that's kind of bullshit. But I mean, the power-ups, you have to get them all in a certain order. You can't decide, oh, I want to level up this skill, then I want to level up this skill. You have to get them all in specific order. So, yeah, that kind of sucks.
That's Just Cause.
Yeah, that's Just Cause 3.
Just GTA and Rockets.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, it's okay. It's a good game. It's all right.
I just want to point out that we have the original cast.
The original Power Trio.
Yeah, right here, right now, at Anime Impulse.
Right on. Have you guys been to the Maid Bar, the
Arcane Maid Cafe?
Yeah.
Yes. We haven't gone over there much yet, but I'm waiting for Drew. He runs the place to come over. We're probably gonna do some bumpers with them and stuff.
They're dressed like maids. It's fantastic.
I know most of them. I'm actually friends with most of the maids already.
You are friends with the maids.
At least two of them. Three.
Savage.
Yes.
That is savage. So what else? So you said you guys are stuck here at the desk promoting your podcast, so you didn't get out to see the farmer's market or any of that stuff?
No, not yet. Like, we walked around a little bit. I don't know how far Sal got. How far did you go?
We just went in here. Okay. We haven't gone outside yet to look at the booths or anything.
Bubba, what outside of Anime Impulse is interesting that we should go check out?
Okay, everything. So there's a building over here that has... it's got Chinese products... And Japanese products of all kinds. They've got some of it's just banks and like local businesses trying to
and cater Hyundai.
to the local Asian market. Oh shit!
Someone's tricking on the hoverboard over there.
Yeah, big time. Oh, look, it's the Deadpool guys are breakdancing.
Oh, okay. Deep pity.
So
Deadpool chick.
Oh, is that a chick?
It's a chick.
Oh, I see boobs. So I went over there, and there was some crazy ass like massage machines that you stand
whoa,
on.
Whoa.
I got a video. You have to check it out.
Happy
but
ending massage.
Don't
machines?
It's you stand on it and it massages your feet, but it moves them so fast it goes up your whole body.
Whoa.
So what you do is you stand on it. Yeah,
and it moves your feet up your whole body.
If you stand, it's like vibrating. It's like vibrating you. And if you stand on it wrong, it makes your balls hurt. And I stood on it wrong. So after they got
on... Do your balls hurt, Bubba?
They do a little bit. Well, not anymore. They got untwisted when I left.
No more than normal old age?
No. It's And also wear a belt, because I saw this neck bearded otaku get on one, and it just started shaking, and his pants are just going dropping, sliding like a mudslide, slowly right down. Like, I'm gonna get out of here before I see more than I need to see. But what else did I see over there? There's all kinds of crazy religious shit.
Did you join the tank sect yet?
No. I didn't want to join any sect, cult, or sub religion, especially when I don't speak the language.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Probably a good idea to avoid that. There's all kinds of crazy, like, I don't think that this is racist when I say this, but Asians eat crazy shit, and it smells crazy. This whole place is.
I love it.
Bonkers. if you're big into like seafood of any kind.
Sal and I had monkfish liver yesterday.
They have. I saw fried squid legs. I saw. Nice. What else did I see? There's a. Did you see the ginseng root?
No.
Dude, so I posted it. You'll see it on Facebook, and you'll see it on Twitter. But I took a picture of it. There's this dude running around in a costume. It's a big-ass ginseng root. But he's got, like, all these little roots hanging off, and there's one right here that looks like a big ginseng root dick just hanging right off of the front of the costume. It's the damnedest thing I ever saw in my life.
It's awesome.
It's very thought to say, oh, maybe that looks like a phallic.
It's very inappropriate.
I don't know. I think that they want it to be inappropriate.
They should have put some,
It puts a yang and yin.
They should have put some chonies on it is what I think. But I don't know. What the hell do I know? So anyway, yeah, dude, I'm just here with the kids, man. My kid, my son's buddy bought a big-ass sword. And,
adopted child.
And he's big into the Chinese cartoons. I don't know that. I don't know that much about it. I was gonna buy one of
those.
I was gonna buy one of those Weifu body pillows and take it home with me, snuggle up with it. But I ultimately decided against it.
That was a nice one with a chick with huge cans. Like,
yeah,
they wouldn't exist outside of nature.
Right, right. Well, I saw like some of these guys are like drawing like real art, and there's a real odd specific fetish that covers that. It looks like.
And it's called Motaku.
Okay. Is that what it's called? See, no. This is why I... because of Mo.
Yeah.
I took you serious for a second.
I
thought that was it.
Do that.
Is Mo? This is like... It seems like this would be his jam.
That's, you know... That's what Kat asked earlier on the Facebook.
Yeah.
And he's just... I don't know. He's been Yeti Fresh in his cave for a while.
He is the horniest otaku I have ever met. It seemed like they built this show for Mo.
He was doing a handstand on it. She was doing a handstand on it. It's Deadpool. Just need chimichangas. Don't worry about it.
That's crazy. But anyways, yeah, it's just taking in all the sights, sounds, and smells of Anime Impulse. And it's pretty nuts. It's nuts. Are you guys coming back tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. We're here tomorrow.
You guys are here both days?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
This is day one of Anime Impulse, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, go out and take a look at some of that big titty artwork I was looking at earlier.
Definitely.
It's not sexy in any way. It looks like two kids in a garbage bag hanging off of a lady's chest. But it's like a real weird specific fetish. I don't know what it's about, but I'm fascinated by it.
All right.
I have to see more of this.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, we'll check that out.
So right on.
Have you gotten any of the, what was it, Taiwanese sausage yet?
Right on. No, I didn't, but they do have a Korean barbecue sausage out here.
They'll deliver Taiwanese sausage to our booth if we ask for it.
Well, Sal will deliver Mexican sausage to wherever the ladies are.
It's called chorizo.
It is called chorizo. So, yeah, I don't know, man. We're going to probably go grab some food. I'm going to walk around. You guys got the prime spot next to these cosplayers, dude.
Yeah. Bette Vixen, you'll hear later on the show.
Yeah.
She's pretty awesome. She's a cool neighbor.
I like the elf lady with the tats.
I don't know her name, but she's a friend.
Oh, man.
We'll find out. She'll be on the show too.
Delightful. Couple of wonderful young ladies out here. Yeah, there's some wonderful folks out here. And people that are not at all.
Ichiban next door is pretty awesome too.
Not at all creepy.
This is not in any way disgusting or weird. This is perfectly healthy for normal people to look at Chinese schoolgirls in this way.
All right.
Well, I thank you guys. I thank you guys for your time. I wish you a lot of luck with this crazy little podcast that you guys have.
Yeah, this crazy podcast.
Oh, be nice.
What was that, Spike?
I love you, Bubba.
Savage. Savage.
I miss you so much.
All right. Well, I'll come back. When you guys want to, tell me when you want me to come on and do an episode.
We'll do one episode. Yeah, absolutely.
And you're on this episode. Would you like a warm glass of wine? A room temperature, perhaps? You can taste the oaky flavor with the barbiturates.
Bill, I don't want any of your wine. No, thank
you. Are you certain?
No, I want to stay.
Netflix and Bill.
I want to stay conscious. No, thank you, Bill.
There's a documentary about Kurt Cobain. We could watch it and fool around. I believe it's called Soaked in Bleach. Oh.
That is fantastic. Wonderful. All right, guys.
Wait, one more thing.
Watch
the season finale of StrengthCast, the animated series. Woo!
That'll be tomorrow. Well, it'll already have been up by the time you listen to this.
This song don't give a damn. If the rhymes don't fit, the DJ quit. This song don't give a damn. You can't sing or dance to a camera.
If you like STRcast, there's a chance you'll enjoy Off the Rails podcast. The star host himself, Bubba, and his two middle-aged friends, Noah and Sean, discuss the finer things in life, such as proper defecation practices, lemon shandies, and the all-powerful King of Atlantis. So visit offtherailspodcast.com, and be sure to subscribe on iTunes.
Get up! Stand up!
My name is Hit by Parked Car, and you're listening to StrengthCast.
Hi, my name is Jesus Angel. I'm over here at Anime Impulse with StarCast. A shout out to Colorful Affections. We'll be working on a video game, some music, and a short film as well.
Hi, I'm Desiree. I'm from Montebello, and you're listening to StarCast.
Hey, my name is Joseph Lilly. I live in Hemet. You can find me basically on Instagram. Look at some of my art for JosephLilly95. And you're listening to StrengthCast.
Okay. My name is Brenda, and you're listening to StrengthCast.
This is Kem Cosplay, and you're listening to StrengthCast.
Hi, my name is Lily. I'm here at Anime Impulse. I do the podcast Kinda Geeky, KindaGeeky, yep, because I'm just kinda geeky, not all the way geeky. I hope you listen to us soon. Find us on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, and all that. Bye-bye.
So, since I have the PS4 and my wife owns the Xbox One, what does that actually mean?
That probably means that you're the bitch in the relationship. That's all I can think of.
It has nothing to do with PS4 selling way more than Xbox One?
Nothing to do with it. You just love dick. That's all that means.
Yeah, it's good. Once in a while, you know. Okay.
This is Reaver 13. You're listening to StrengthCast.
Hello, my name is Rohan. I'm cosplaying Hunk from Resident Evil. I am at Anime Impulse, and I'm talking with Spike. And I'm listening to StrengthCaster.
What's up, Mikey? How you doing today?
Pretty good. Just cosplaying around, just looking for some other cosplayers.
That's what's up. What are you cosplaying right now?
Right now I'm cosplaying as Kirito from Sword Art Online.
And where are you at right now?
I'm at Anime Impulse with my bro, Andrew.
That's what's up. And what is the greatest podcast of all time?
strcast.com.
That's what's up. So, tell me, what's your favorite video game right now?
Favorite video game? Right now I have a bunch, but I think the one I'm currently playing is the Sword Art Online Lost Songs.
How far are you in the game?
Beat it, but the online progress is still going on.
Oh, of course. And have you gotten a chance to play Call of Duty yet?
Which one?
The newest, man.
Black Ops 3? Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
I haven't prestige, but I'm at the max level already. I'm just leveling up my weapons first.
Yeah, I prestiged once. It's kind of worth it, kind of not. You get an unlock token. That's about it.
I say, just keep the ones that you already have and just work your way up.
Yeah, let it ride. Let it ride. That's what's up.
The only thing I got to say about the prestige, the prestige points are just numbers. It's the skills that counts.
Yeah, see, exactly. You find people like level 10 prestige, and you're just wiping your dick on their face, you know?
Exactly, man. They think they're all that with their 10 prestige, and they get owned by a noob, and that's about it.
Yeah, it's all about camping with them anyway. You know, you don't rank up that fast when the game just came out like 2 months ago.
Nah, but ever since, what was it? Modern Warfare 2 has been quickscoping all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. And then, that being said, you recently got a PS4.
That's right.
All right, that being said, have you ever had a different console that you've gone to? Because the PS4 is the one on the market right now. That's the one to have right now. So what is your console previous to that?
Xbox One.
Xbox One?
And I still have it. Just right now, it's sitting right next to my PS4.
Ah, see, okay. All right. You have both. I'll allow it. We've been doing a thing, ranking our games of the year. If you had a top three game of the year to pick, what would it be?
Top three games? Can upcoming ones count?
Yeah, why not? What are you looking forward to then?
Looking forward to The Division. That looks pretty good.
The Division? Give us a sample of what it's about.
Pretty much, it's almost MMO. Just, it's you and your squad in, I believe, New York City. And it's you're just around helping citizens that need help, because there are, like, you know, bad guys, like, they call themselves the cleaners, that they're infected with some sort of virus, and in their head they believe they're cleaning the city by burning anyone.
Okay, so the main bad guys think they're the good guys in a post-apocalyptic world. That sounds awesome. Out of all the games you've played this year, the ones you actually played, what's your number one on each console you've played?
Number one, each console for PS4, my Sword Art game, or Dead or Alive Last Round. I've been into the fighting games. And for Xbox One, I would say Battlefield 4.
All right, that's acceptable. Not Call of Duty, but all right, I can take that. Do you feel comfortable giving out your handle? Are you up for the challenge of people having your screen names?
What was the question?
Are you up for the challenge of broadcasting your screen names?
My screen name?
Yeah, are you up for a challenge on your fighting games or on Call of Duty on your PlayStation 4? You want to hand out your screen name?
Sure. For PS4, it's pretty much Kirito 5 Kirigaya.
That's what's up. You heard it here. And if you want to challenge me, I'll spank you up and down Call of Duty. And that's Judge_Spike. And that's all caps. And you're listening to StrengthCast, and I'm here with
Michael Bonilla.
And Spike Lancaster. Thanks for listening, guys.
Now use hot glue here instead of contacts, and then, like, you see how tight these seams are, and then loose this one is. It's because I used hot glue instead of contact cement.
But I just wanted to say that we got invited to play Polybius, an actual Polybius game at somebody's house, one of the other vendors here. And I'm pretty sure that we're going to get raped if we go to their place. So what do you think, Spike?
I'm definitely going to be a lampshade. That's for certain. Maybe, you know what? A shower curtain. As big as I am. Yeah, I think it was Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. Yeah, it puts the lotion on its skin.
Or we're going to become CIA sleeper cells. Somebody's going to say Butterfinger, and we're going to kill somebody, dude. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's also a possibility, very much.
Or just a good old-fashioned cornhole, and who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Or, hey, this is the least likely scenario. He literally has a system he wants to share with somebody.
Or somebody says blather and blather skites, and we get, like, some robot armor or something. Kill Korea or some shit.
All right. Well, I think we might check out that quote-unquote Polybius or Polybius machine, and hopefully we won't get raped too much.
We'll get back to you. Maybe we'll get back to you guys, or maybe not.
So, Sal, you apparently now are lightweight.
Apparently, dude, as you get older, your tolerances go down. Like, anybody can walk up to me right now and cornhole me, dude. I have no tolerance.
Sweet. So this is a second day at Anime Impulse, here with Spike, Sal, and myself, Samson Lancaster. And this is Strength Cast. Spike, what do you have to say?
I brought a selfie stick.
Yeah, you did. And it's got some really otaku as fuck trinket attached to it.
So we can take selfies. And
sorry, did you say something, Sal?
Yeah, what the fuck did you bring a selfie stick for?
So you can take selfies. Why else? Wait, you going to take selfies?
This isn't fucking Disneyland, asshole.
You can't bring them to Disneyland, and I got it at the Dollar Tree.
Sweet.
What you playing there, Mikey?
Playing some Super Smash.
And how's that treating you?
Testing out my skills. So far, I'm winning.
Where are you playing this game at?
Where am I playing at?
Yes.
I'm playing at the booth of STR Cast, Strength Cast.
Hell yeah.
This is Salvador Madrigal from Strength and Gaming. I've been abandoned by my teammates. They're off at some panel enjoying themselves while I watch the booth. I thought I'd make a recording of what's going on right now and the current situation. And it's been slowing down a little bit. I'm kind of scared because I'm by myself and I'm going to get raped. Yep, but everybody else is circle jerking it somewhere else. That's it for the update. Keep in touch. And if you don't see me no more, I got raped and I'm killed somewhere.
Sal and Mikey are beating each other off. They're beating each other off in the booth.
We're playing Monster Hunter. I'm currently getting my ass whooped by Rathalos. He's a dickhead. And I didn't bring any bombs with me. No, I didn't. Fuck.
And what about you, Mikey?
I am also joining with him in killing this Rathalos.
Very nice. Devin. Why weren't you here yesterday? What the fuck?
I was at a funeral.
I think that's a valid excuse.
I would say so.
Okay, yeah.
It was a very shitty funeral.
That sucks. This is very depressing. You know, Kat had to leave earlier yesterday because of a wedding.
Same difference.
That was the same difference.
Okay. Yeah, see, Sal doesn't understand. He has to talk into the mic, and we can't hear what he's saying. But anyways, what are your first impressions of Anime Impulse?
It's a lot smaller than Anime Expo, which was earlier in the year. So I was a little bit sad to see that, but I think in future years, as more people kind of take notice, it'll be really cool.
Yep. We've got a lot of traffic and stuff over... This is the second day. I'm fucking dead tired right now. But that's why you're here.
That's correct, because when Sal was left by himself, he couldn't look up for Monster Hunter.
No, that's all he fucking does is play Monster Hunter. Earlier, I was in the booth with Mikey and Sal, and they were both playing Monster Hunter. It was like they weren't even fucking here. Sal, do you have anything to say to defend yourself?
I have no regrets.
That works. Earl, how's it going, buddy?
Doing all right, man. How's it going?
We're here at Anime Impulse with Earl motherfucking Balon.
Yes, we're here. It's kind of cool. I'm just taking a walk around right now, so I didn't get a chance to earlier, but it's chill, man.
Well, you're welcome here anytime while you're here.
Thanks. I appreciate it. How you guys been doing so far today?
We've been doing pretty good. We've given away more than half of our stickers, and over the course of 2 days, we've gotten a whopping 137 downloads in one day yesterday, which is...
I think that's pretty good.
It's the most we've gotten ever in a day. Not total, but like in one day.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool.
But yeah, so what are your impressions of Anime Impulse?
It's chill here, man. Like I said, I just started taking a walk around, so I haven't soaked it all in. But I dig it. I dig it so far.
What did you think? Have you done panels before? Because I saw you at the panel earlier. It was awesome.
Oh, thanks. I started doing panels kind of just recently. I mean, after doing Comic-Con, it was just kind of like, I realized, like, it's not a lot of pressure. Just chill. Because Comic-Con was, like, the height of pressure for me. But, like, now it's cool. So.
Yeah, I would think that Comic-Con would be rough. But yeah, dude. So yeah, enjoy yourself. Check out all the awesomeness that is Otaku here.
I will check it out so hard.
Sweet. So hard.
Hello, my name is Rosa Gutierrez, and I am listening to StrengthCast.
Hello, I am Ariana Gutierrez, and I am listening to StrengthCast.
And with us are our friends,
Tiki Toby and EJ,
listening to StrengthCast.
Subscribe to me, Nico Lavender, 1987.
Hey, I'm Sarah from Cool Pizza 16. You're listening to StrengthCast.
Hello, my name's Surfer BRG. Hope you guys are enjoying this convention, and be sure to check out the YouTube channel Surfer BRG.
Hey, how's everybody going out there? My name's Chris. Gamertag is O_boy1928, and you're listening to StrengthCast podcast. Thank you. Have a nice day, y'all.
All right, my name is Chris. You're listening to StrengthCast. Gamertag Rookie69. You know, if you want to get turned, listen to some good stuff. This is the place to be. I'm out.
Hey guys, this is Vert Vixen, and you can find me at twitter.com/VertVixen, Instagram VertVixen, facebook.com/AliciaCosplay, and VertVixen.com. You all are listening to StrengthCast.